members are not physically here? Does anybody know?
Goodman is here virtually.
Okay, that sounds right. Okay, glad you're here. Gotta give us 5 seconds, okay. I love technology. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome you to the March 18th, 2022 meeting of the Arizona State Board of Barbering and Counseling.
This call is now being recorded.
All right.
Cool.
And I'd like to invite you to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. Now, in our new way of doing things, because we're becoming so much more efficient than we used to be, as I look for my pencil. Ms. Rosa is going to do our roll call.
We'll be introducing our board staff. Board investigator Kelly Whitaker.
Here.
Helen Bordelon.
Here.
Board inspector Kathy Bergeron.
Here.
Alexandra Hill.
Here.
Myself, compliance supervisor Rosa Rodriguez. Here. Former Barber Board director Bruce Bueno.
Here.
Interim executive director Irma Surtees.
Here.
Also in attendance is Ms. Mona Baskin, Assistant Attorney General.
Good morning, here.
And we also have two board, Barber Board members, Adriana Gonzalez.
Here.
And Mr. Keegan McConnell.
Here.
Thank you.
Well, I'll do the board itself. Mr. Marshall Knox. Gary Begley is here. Ms. Brandy Flores.
Here.
Nick Goodman.
Nick Goodman here virtually with apologies for not being out of state.
We're fine. Trista Guzman Glover.
Here.
And Chase Turrentine.
Here, but no such apologies.
All right. Well, we're happy to not be able to see you, Chase. I'm always happy not to be able to see him.
Oh.
All of that.
See you next time. All right. So we're through the first stage of this thing. Let's go down to board minutes. All right. Do we have a motion from anyone who was at the last meeting regarding the minutes from the last meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the March 6th.
What was the date?
Four. March 4th meeting. Thank you.
I'll second it. Okay, go ahead, roll call.
Yes, sir. Mr. Begley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Goodman?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turrentine?
Aye.
And Guzman, she would have to abstain herself.
Okay, this is not forced passing. Okay, cool. Next item up is the executive succession minutes. I understand we had some difficulty getting these out to the people for review.
Well, that's confidential.
Okay.
I thought I would hand it to them.
Oh, okay. And we don't have enough people here for that.
Right.
All right, so we'll just skip number two and move on. Conflicts of interest. I suspect I am the sole perpetrator in the conflicts of interest role.
As per usual.
So, since we have enough people here, let's think about cleaning this up.
Yeah.
That would be an awesome deal. All right, so my conflicts are in step 1B, number 95613. Oh, there's more than that. Second here, get caught up.
SD, page 13.
Wow. We've got clean submitted over there. Okay, now D, 95186, for the business interest, and 95978, because it's one of my schools. But that's it. Does anybody else have a conflict of interest? Karen's got to get out more. Alright, so we'll get that turned in. Alright, so number four, review, discussion, possible action on professional credential services examination, including the written practical exam via computer-based testing, and the updated contract. Would you like to review that? Anyone who's been involved in that, or shall we just...
They received copies in their board packets, so I'm not too sure if they reviewed the contract.
Okay. Were some of the challenges, Mr. Chairman, sorry, member of the board, was the issues from last time with the name change?
We made some progress. You're exactly correct. We made some progress in that they straightened up some of the names and actually knew who we were and some of those kind of things. Was great. But then they turned around and still left in names of things we don't license.
Oh, okay.
So we're working our way slowly through this. It's apparently a language thing between here in Tennessee. But we're getting there. We're one draft away from having it right, which is just putting in the names of our actual licenses instead of the ones they made up. And we're done. But we're moving forward on the testing. Everything's still moving because everybody knows where we're heading. So all the groups involved are still heading to the same goals. So we're not really delayed. It's just clumsy.
Got it. Thank you.
Every day is a good day. Okay, number five. Discuss consideration and possible action on committee membership appointment to the Rules Committee. I want to walk through this just for a second. We're going to run three different committees throughout this year, throughout the first part of this year, most of which has to do with trying to get the two boards together and get them to be a little more what we call the energy business harmonic, so we don't have to try to remember which one. It's like dealing with the lawyers from Tennessee. It's not going to be like that. Instead, we like to deal with people and be able to actually work. So the first step we have to do is create a Rules Committee. And in the Rules Committee, we need to review all the rules for cosmetology, all the rules for barbering, and we need to bring them together so that we have a closer set of rules. We'll never, at least in the immediate coming period, we don't expect to have all of the laws matched because they're built off the various laws that are on the two different sections. So it's not that we're trying to just put everything in one box. We're just trying to get it so that they make sense together. We'll be using a common inspection process and a common processing of everything, and we need to make it as clean as we can, to be as fair as we can to everybody involved. So this Rules Committee needs to be the first thing we do. And in that, we need to start looking at all the bargaining rules and cosmetology rules and bringing those together without recommendations so we can clean that up. From that will come need for some legislation because we're going to discover things that we can fix, but we don't know what that is yet. So at this point, we don't have a lot of reason to start the Legislative Committee. I'm not doing this summer, but we will by then. And then the third committee is a study committee that we were ordered to study this industry and report back to the legislature. And that was not due until 23. I think late 23, we've got more than a year to get going, so we'll wait for that until we get these other two cleaned up so I know what to tell.
Yes, and Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is Mona Baskin. According to HB 2029, that study committee report is due November of 2023.
Okay, so we'll wait until we're closer and we'll know and have a better story to tell. Won't have to change 11 times. All right, so, but today, we really would like to get started on the Rules Committee. Now, we are recognizing at this point that the entire board hasn't been set yet. We still have a couple of vacancies, but we also have other problems coming up. So if we can today, I'd like to get a beginning of a rules committee so that we can start that process moving along. Time's not our friend in this situation, so we're going to start on that.
Okay. Mr. Bradley, members of the board, this is Mona Baskin. If I could just make one comment. I believe that the executive director, consistent and in compliance with Executive Order 2022-01, has received approval from the governor's office to conduct rulemaking, formal and informal. Is that correct? Ms. Tace? Okay. Yes, that is required.
So we're lined up, right? Okay, so to get this started, we'd like to put some people on the board and on this rules committee, and we're setting it up as a three-person rules committee like we did last time, but I think as long as we stay four people or less, other members could join and help. Does that make sense? Anybody have an issue with that?
No, it's just whoever's the official members would be the voting members on the...
Yeah, how are we going to do that? But I think it's likely we're going to want other input from people's other experiences. So,
Mr. Bagley, members of the board, yes, that would be, as long as we do not have a quorum of board members on there, that is what's important. And we can do, the board can pursue it as they did when we had the cosmetology board, and Ms. Flores was the chair. She often brought reports back to the board and received input, so it can continue in that same process. That was very efficient.
And the acceptance, the continuation of your statement, is the acceptance of any of these suggestions is a full board acceptance. So the committee is to organize the thought, to specialize on it, and help us work. And on that right moment, I would like to begin the nomination by nominating Ms. Flores to be on the Rules Committee, because I worked with her on that committee, and I was impressed with her work. Saw that she worked hard and got a lot done. So I would nominate her.
Can I second my own nomination?
You can.
No, I'm willing. I very much value the chair role. I think we streamlined and updated the rules for modern times. I think it was productive, effective, and I was pleased with the package that came out of the Rules Committee. So I would be happy to chair Rules Committee again.
Okay. I like that idea.
Roll call. Mr. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Goodman?
Aye.
Ms. Glover Guzman?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Turrentine?
Yay.
Thank you.
Good. Secondarily, a lot of these changes are things we need to understand about barbering, because we work together on the cosmetology side. So from that standpoint, I would like to nominate Marshall to be on this committee, if he's willing, because I think his input would be invaluable.
I would second that nomination.
Okay. Roll call. Mr. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Goodman?
Aye.
Ms. Glover Guzman?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Turrentine?
Aye.
Okay. Do we have other nominations? I don't need to nominate all this. That was my personality.
Mr. Chairman, it was a pleasure and productive serving with you on the Rules Committee in the past. Would you want to pursue a membership on that committee again?
I'd be happy to help. If there are other people who would like to be involved, I'd like to involve as much board as I can.
I'd be happy to do it, but I think the legislative committee would be one that I would be able to provide a lot of.
That makes a lot of sense. And that's something I was thinking about, too, with Mr. Turrentine and Mr. Goodman. You know, they've got some experience in the legislature, too, that I think could really be helpful to us as we're trying to work our way through. So that was, again, my same thinking. So if no one else wants to be a part of the Rules Committee, then we can vote on that.
I make a motion to nominate Gary Bagley as a member of the Rules Committee.
I second.
Mr. Begley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Goodman? Mr. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
Mr. Turrentine?
Aye.
All right, thank you. I think we'll work hard on this and do a good job. And you guys can keep in mind that since you didn't make it on this committee, those other two nice committees will be looking for you. And you might not be here that day, so you know you're going to get a bye. Great. We'll get that started. As far as if you could think of a pattern on it and a method for it to work and let us know, then
absolutely.
We'd be happy to comply. All right, and we'll get back to those others probably eventually, probably around July. And the study committee probably around January next year or something like that. All right, number six, review, discussion, possible action on barbering board parameters, barbering cosmetology parameters. Now, in your packets, you should have gotten the parameters. There's two different ones, a single page and a multi-page. There's a lot of detail on this, and we're not necessarily looking today to come up with all of our answers. If there are any immediate discussion points comparing the two that you would like to make sure or looked at, we can discuss that now. We do need to start leveling this field out. Thoughts from the board?
I think the biggest discrepancy is the size of the fines. From the first pass comments. It's actually not that. I think that there's a non-disciplinary and disciplinary letter of concern, which I don't see on the barbering board parameters, which I think has been a very helpful aspect.
Yeah, absolutely.
In cosmetology board.
Are we able to make some suggested changes to this in the short term?
Yes. Mr. Okay, members of the board, yes. The cosmetology one is the one that the cosmetology board had approved, but because we do have a new consolidated board,
yeah,
the consolidated board would need to look at it and adopt it. And then I believe that the barber board parameters are something that are brand new, that the barber board did not have this document before, but to provide consistency.
All right, do we do that in motion form?
Yes.
If you want to add. All right, I make a motion that we add the non-disciplinary letter of concern group of things and the disciplinary letter of concern group of things to the barber board. Because it, as Ms. Flores pointed out, that's very useful for things that are not threatening to the public, but just need to be brought to the attention of the person who's dealing with the issue.
Mr. Bradley, members of the board, this is Mona Baskin. Just for clarity, in what areas would you wish to, those to be?
Take those sections just as they are and put them into the barber board paperwork so that they exist over there, can be used. And we'll have to go through and sort the barber board group if there's any conflicts between what's in the groups.
Okay, so to reflect what is in the cosmetology?
That would be my motion,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I think they just might have, we might need to reference different rules, or they might have slightly different wording of sort of the same conceptual infraction. So we might need to clarify that, but I would second it otherwise.
Okay, and then would that be brought back to the board for approval once that's done at the next board meeting?
Yeah, that's the way we need to do it.
Yeah, just to ensure.
Okay. And may I ask a question, Mona? So what is the process for that? Should we sort of make recommendations in writing of...
Well, you could have your motion to approve it with that added change, and then board staff can get together, reevaluate what are the applicable statutes and rules, because you are correct. They don't track each other. They're a little bit different. So they would have to make sure that we have the correct citations both to law and to rule to make sure that they do mirror each other so that that is the intent of the board. And then the board could look at it at the next board meeting and just kind of, you know, reaffirm it and say, yes, we approve this.
Yeah.
Got it. I think what the staff is looking for is a document so that they can start reviewing the cases and applying these parameters so that they're brought to the board so that they have consistency. Roll call. Mr. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Goodman?
I'm staying.
Ms. Guzman-Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
And Mr. Tarantine?
Aye.
Could we also have the staff... Because I noticed in here that our letter, our disciplinary letter of concern, the first item is also the first item on the $50 consent agreement on the barber side. So we'd like to move them to the what we have on cosmetology, not the first thought. And in that pattern, as we look down through these across, can we create a new document for us to look at next month that shows us what changes that would be made and lit up in a color or something, so we can review it and separate those and look down through here if there's a lesser fine on one side or the other, then I would think we would want to choose the lesser fine as we move through. So whichever side has got whatever they've got, let's use them to balance each other out. And if you can provide us then a document we can review, then we can get that up and running for you for the next month period.
Yeah, just scanning again, things like a $100 fine for not posting an active license seems a little excessive.
Right. So let's go through those. Also, would it be possible for us to get this in the packet before the meeting next time so we have a chance to review it, so if we have other questions, we can finalize it at that meeting?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is that all the board comfortable with that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I think it sounds great.
Yes.
Okay. Good. We're in that time. Okay, number 7, review and discussion, the Barber Board Performance Audit and Sunset Review of August 2021. I assume this went out in everybody's packets. Did everybody get a copy? All the board get a copy?
Yes.
Okay, if you get a copy.
So this is Goodman. I've shared it with staff, but I never got the secure login done because I was out of state and I don't have the packet, haven't received the packet. So
okay. That's
why I'm abstaining on the last issue. And
okay. Other
than the interviews, probably going to have to abstain or not be involved in much of anything else today. My apologies.
Okay, well, okay. And I was just going to say in this case, if you got this in your packet, and we'll make sure you get a copy of it when you get your email sorted out. You can review this, and if we have a question, let's review it, but I don't think it's something we need to review in open meeting. I don't think there's any value in it. Just so you're aware of where we are, more for the idea of what do we need to fix. Okay, anybody have any issues with that? Any questions? All right, then let's move on. Number 8, review, discussion, possible action on future board meeting dates. The reason for this being on here, I was brought up that there are other ways to look at life other than that meetings are on Fridays. Does anybody have a reason the meeting should be on a different day of the week or in a different pattern of some sort? Would it work better in their lives on the board?
Yes, so Mondays would work a lot better for me if we can, not saying they have to be always on the Monday, but if possible, Mondays work a little better just due to scheduling for students and stuff like that. On Fridays is a little more difficult because it's usually a busier day.
Okay. Anybody else have anything?
No, Fridays have been okay for me. Occasionally, the start time has been a challenge. A 10 a.m. start would be, more helpful, but if we have a larger board with a quorum this time, it's okay for me to be missing an hour. So I think we might be a little bit safe on that. But Mondays, it really depends on the Monday.
Okay.
This is Chase. Regarding the later start time, that would work a lot better for me. Just, I'm 35 miles away, and it's a lot easier to get in at 10 than it would be at 9. So, that would be my preference.
Okay. All right, so a couple reasons 10 a.m. might be better. Monday, one idea about Monday being better. So either Chase or Nick, do you guys have any day-of-the-week issues better than other?
No, Monday or Friday works for me. It's better. 7 a.m. would probably be best. Other than that, no input. Thank you.
7 a.m. might be a hard sell. All right, so, generally everybody's okay with every day of the week. Marshall has an issue that Mondays would be better for him.
Mondays are probably the best day, but Fridays are usually the worst days.
Oh. I have to say it's going to be difficult on Mondays. I hate to disagree.
Mondays are the best.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Mondays I have a lot more flexibility in my schedule and what I'm able to be present for during, you know, longer hour spans.
Uh-huh. Okay, again, either Chase or Nick, do you have reasons any day of the week's better than another?
Friday works great for me, but I can make most days work. Monday is probably the hardest day, but with advance notice that I think we have to schedule, I could probably swing it either way. And I'm happy to be flexible, and there's potential conflicts any day, so happy to just work with everybody on it.
Sure. In my own world, every day is pretty much the same, so
yeah,
anything can work.
The rest of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, is just a hard no. Monday is a soft no. Friday is the reality.
I don't have any conflicts on any days that would keep me from being here.
You have no conflicts. Does that mean you're easy to work with?
I try to be.
I don't like that. Okay, well, I don't know what I know now that I know that, but I don't know where to go with this.
Yeah. And do they all have to be on the same day of the week?
If we can rotate, like, okay, a Friday, 1 month, Monday. Just rotating,
just to give some
flexibility.
Is one time of the year different than another for you?
Not Fridays, just.
Is summer slower than winter?
No, it's pretty much the same.
Well, how about we look at that from staff standpoint and come up with a proposal of something that could be some kind of a compromise and see what we have, and we'll look at it at the next meeting and see if we can come up with something that makes it a little easier on everybody. Because we appreciate the time that the board puts into this. No one does this because of the compensation package. That's just silly. So we need good people. We need the people to take the time, and we need not to make their lives difficult. So let's see what we can do. We'll have our proposal next month and some ideas, and just mix up some Mondays and Fridays. Does that sound okay, everybody?
Yep. I'll just have to, again, compare it to calendar.
We're all going to do that, yeah. I think. Let's just see what we have. If there's some pattern that emerges, then we'll just change to it, whatever it is. Yes.
Yeah. This is Mona Baskin. Just for clarity, so the next board meeting date would be on the April 8th, and would that be a 10 o'clock start or a 9 o'clock, just for clarity?
Well, we had a couple different people who thought 10 o'clock starts would be easier.
Okay, I thought it would be like the 15th.
We changed that. It's the 8th. Since it's a new board.
So is it going to be...
It's on a Friday.
The Friday, like the second Friday of the month, basically. Yes. It was what you were thinking cadence-wise.
But would that one change because it's Good Friday?
There's a conflict with
yeah. Yeah. Well, let's do this next one. Let's try a 10 o'clock start, see if that helps. At least that way we'll have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do a 10 o'clock start on the 8th. Let's see what happens. Use that to look at it and find a comfortable spot to sit in. Could be if we just talk faster, we'll get out of here quicker. Try that. All right, so we're okay with that for now?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, can we go back to number four? We need a roll call on that.
Roll call on that we don't have the contract on?
We didn't take any action.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, all we said was we didn't get it done. That's about it. So, we're really just waiting for them to reply correctly. Everything else is done except for that. We signed the paper, we sent it back, and so forth. So,
the contract that you received, it is the final one. They did make the corrections on it.
They corrected the names of the licenses?
Yes. The names, the license title, yes, they did. You have an updated one. I believe I gave you a hard copy of that.
Oh, yeah, that could be. I have not seen that, so I thought we were still at the spot where they hadn't done it.
No. And the board packet there, theirs was finalized as well.
All right, well, let's jump back to that so we can clean that up. That'd be wonderful. We're back on number four. Apparently, they're a step ahead of me. Apparently, Tennessee talks faster than we do. All right, so we believe this is now laid out correctly. Is that what I understand from the heads who have down over there?
Yes, that's right.
Then can we just, do we need to look at this before we just say sign the thing and send it back?
You can look at it.
Okay, I looked at it, and I say sign the thing and send it back.
Okay.
Anybody got anything they want to do besides sign and send it back? All right. Good. Thanks for getting that done. That's really great.
So we would need a motion on that.
Okay, I make a motion to sign it and send it back.
All right. So a motion to approve. Can you show me where, first, Mr. Chairman, the licenses language is? So you just see.
It's on page 5, Ms. Flores, and it's number 1. The previous version referred to, instead of nail technology as one of the board's official statutory licenses, it stated manicurist. And I had a variation spelling of esthetician. And also, I believe it stated hairdresser instead of hairstylist. So it was recommended that the contract be returned so it actually reflect the statutory defined licenses that the board issues.
That's fantastic. I love the language options as well. That's very important. I'm glad to see that in the contract.
So you second?
I second.
Okay. Roll call. Mr. Bagley?
Yes, please.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Goodman?
I'm staying.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Aye.
Mr. Turrentine?
I also have to abstain.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Then we don't have a quorum.
Both of you need to abstain? Mr. Turrentine, you need to.
Wait, don't we have a quorum by us being present? Whether we abstain, that's establish a quorum.
We have a quorum for a meeting. We have a quorum.
It's a majority of the present.
Majority vote.
We do have a majority present because we have 6.
Right, we have a majority, so we have a quorum, and we have a majority of that group voted yes.
Okay.
So does that pass it?
Okay.
All right, cool deal. Okay, so we have done the paperwork. Thank you for getting that done. I didn't understand that was done already because I think the last conversation I had on that, which was yesterday, was we didn't have that. So I'm excited we finished that. The monster killed. A big deal. We're moving forward. There's hope on the horizon.
And Mr. Chairman, this will address, once this is in place, this will address sort of the backlog of testing.
It will do that at a big scale. We currently, I understand from talking to the testing people, are producing about 16 to 20 people a week going through the testing system.
Mm-hmm.
This will move us up to 6 days a week, 8 locations, 12 hours a day, and most people take about 2 hours to do each test.
Excellent.
So
it'll clear the backlog.
The Prometric people tell me they think they can have a backlog cleared up within 60 days and be back to zero.
Wow, that's wonderful. Awesome. Makes me feel better.
We'll go from an 8-month delay on testing to a 2 or 3.
Great news.
Yeah, I feel like we can just go home now. That's a huge burden. Huge burden. And we apologize to all those that were put in a bad situation because of that. and they fixed it, so I'm excited. And thank you for bringing that back up to me, because I didn't realize that we could fix that. So thank you. Good job. All right, so review, discussion, and possible action regarding selection of executive director, and we are at that point in life. Okay, the board's going to go into executive session in order to do interviews with candidates for the executive director position. We will vote on that, I assume, to do that. And we'll be tied up in that until, according to the schedule, around 1 o'clock. So I know that's not really true, but close enough.
So, Mr. Backley, members of the board, we would need a motion to go into executive session pursuant to discuss personnel matters, confidential information, and obtain legal advice.
I'd like to make a motion to move the board into executive session for those purposes.
A second.
Okay, roll call. Mr. Begley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Goodman?
Yes.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
And Mr. Turrentine?
Yay. Okay. For your explanation, we're going into executive session, so unfortunately we have to clear the room. We're going to use this time to interview candidates for the executive director position, and this will consume the balance of our day. So we really appreciate you coming down here. We appreciate your time, and we appreciate your interest in us. And congratulations on the testing being cleaned up after only 2 years.
Well, Mr. Chairman, don't we have to do board business after this?
We probably will, but that will be gone long by then.
Oh, I didn't know if they were licensees here for that.
We don't have any cases that are like that.
Oh, okay.
May I help you, ma'am?
That would
all right. As we're clearing the room, I'll explain it to you very quickly.
Mr. Bagley, that is not a gentile. That would be a
look
question.
Look in the cosmetology site. There's a paragraph on the left side, third one down. Okay.
I didn't quite understand the online.
Look at Image Institute on Instagram. It's spelled out in four pages.
Or can staff assist?
Yes.
Staff to talk to you, but look it up on Instagram and everything you need is up there. Guaranteed.
And you can also stick around maybe and talk to staff from the board to get some of your questions answered, if that doesn't help.
Okay, but do you understand those resources that you can use?
Yeah, I think that's around. Thank you.
Yeah, and there'll be a new thing coming up that will
recording stops.
We'll be putting a lot more information up there from our side, from my standpoint, to try and help. Okay, do you want to talk to staff?
Sure.
Let's see who's got it.
Who's got, yeah. Is it Emma? Okay.
None of you guys deal with that, do you?
Okay.
I think we are. All right, let's come back into open session. Well, are you back or did you leave? Nick?
Nick, Chase.
Okay.
This call is now being recorded.
All right, and we're in the game. Okay, so we're back in session. Still a little clumsy. Trying to figure out what to do next. But if I am understanding the protocol of the thing, we're just making a motion for candidate number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that true?
Sean, I believe you can have discussion. And then Mr. McConnell. At this point, all right, yes, now we're in open session and the board can have discussion and then make motions.
Okay, yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right, thank you.
We can have discussion. I'm not sure we need discussion. Let's move on to let's make a motion to go a direction. Would anyone like to make a motion?
Thank you.
I refer to our straw vote issues or our conversation issues? Or?
No, we had no straw vote.
Okay,
there's
so can't, okay. No, it's no straw vote. Wrong word. So,
do we call out a name?
No, a number.
A number?
No, we can. Everybody has now been agendized for their name, so it's all public.
Oh, we're sorry.
Yes, we do not have to use a number. And the board can just go forward, and if you want to have discussion about the candidates, or you can go ahead and make a motion to offer the position to one or to further post.
Isn't that correct, Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
All right. Well, we've had a lot of discussion. Probably could have more discussion, but
no, it's robust.
It's robust. So, all in all, I would like to make a motion that we offer the position to Frank Magali.
I second the motion.
And would that be at the salary discussed in executive session?
That's the way we offered it to him. So that it's like the paper we gave him when we promised him something. And
at the salary level posted?
That's
correct. Thank you.
With whatever benefits is said in the piece of paper and any other things that are appropriate.
Do we need a second?
No, we're sitting here looking at each other. Would we do like a roll call?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. Roll call. Mr. Bagley?
Yes.
Ms. Flores?
Aye.
Mr. Goodman?
Aye.
Ms. Guzman Glover?
Aye.
Mr. Knox?
Nay.
And Mr. Tarantine?
Aye.
So that's passed. We're going to do that. We obviously see huge value in staff. I'm sure this is out of context, but we're going to do that, and we are very excited about building a staff that does a great new job and a new challenge. We want everybody to stay here who's here now, and we want to have a structure that supports that. And we're going to work with our new executive director to help him understand our needs.
Mr. Chairman, I concur. But I think he has to accept, right?
If he chooses, he accepts. And if not, then we'll certainly have good candidates we can go back to. Ta-da. All right, so
motion
today,
passes.
All right, so we're out of there. All right, there are no college college students out there. He's not a college college student. You're not a college college student. Don't try to pretend. You are not a cosmetology student, so don't try to pretend you are. Okay. All right, so we'll skip number 10. We're happy with that. The technology update, should we take a minute for that?
Yeah. Do you want me to? I just wanted to mention to you that, as you are aware, we are having issues with the audio A, B, and C boardrooms, and they are working on that. I can't give you a definite date, but that's on
there. We've only got 4 weeks. That's game. Be back here and be right.
Yeah.
Also, in technology, I know that we're working on a web page.
Yes, we are. And it's the updated for the cosmetology updates. Is that what you're
talking about? Barber Cosmetology, a new webpage.
Yes, we're still, working on it.
Yeah, that's something that we've been talking a lot about, how to move information around from the board and the security. And I would like to, I don't know how it is, but I think it'd be great if we looked at how some other boards are solving this problem, where they're posting the information around the webpage, so all of us just go to the webpage and get it, rather than have it sent to us by emails and all this other stuff.
And Rosa has been working on that, and with the Google Drive that you go into, it is secured. Rosa, do you have anything to explain to them regarding that?
Once you have access to your account, then you just make sure to log into your email account, go to your Drive, and all the documents are right there. Because
what happens is that you, all the board members are sharing a drive in the cloud. That is the board for the board's documents. So that's where we put all the documents for the that has pertaining with the meeting, and all the board members have access to it.
Right.
So once you activate your account, then you have access to that. You just have to go to your Google Drive, and just like I showed Mr. Knox earlier in the morning, and then it's loaded.
Okay. Well, let's get that so it's simple, so we don't have to deal with paper and so much.
Yes.
Doesn't have all these complicated points in it. Thank you very much. Any other thoughts in that regard? Okay, good. All right, so I think we need to continue all of our cases to next month because we're exhausted.
All right.
And super unmotivated right now.
There's no one here for us, right, Mr. Chairman?
Like, no, there are no.
Okay.
We didn't have any case stuff. Like, these are all just dismissals and things we were going through and that kind of stuff.
Cool.
But then we'll be here again next month.
Maybe the next month.
It's really like in 2 more weeks.
Right? Yeah, like April. Thank you for making it easier on me. I was feeling guilty. Now I'm not. All right. So somebody get us out of here.
I would like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
Second.
Second.
A voice vote. Aye.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Thank you all for putting up with all this.
Yes.
We're getting a lot of work done. It's great.